time for another edition of Care or Don't Care. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And I know young Jeffrey comes in here with his news stories and he tries to get us to care about them.
Yeah, he tries hard.
And a lot of times he gets frustrated if we don't care enough, you know? You can see it on his face. He's mad when we don't care about a story that he wants to read us.
Yeah, well, then you can't give us the option to not care.
Right. So I thought, Jeff, here's something we could do, kind of like mix it up a little bit, you know?
Okay.
We could play Strip Care or Don't Care. And every single story that we care about, you take an article of clothing.
Jeff does. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm down.
I weirdly like it.
But, and every story that you don't care about, then
you take an article of clothing.
Then you take one of the still.
Oh, I'm just always taking clothes off for every story. Yeah.
So Jeffrey's just getting naked.
I think it would help the segment a bit, you know, if you just, every single story, you took an article of clothing off.
You know what? If it'd get you guys to actually pay attention, let's do it.
All right.
I care already.
Let's go. Yeah. Take that hat off. All right. Whenever you're ready, let's go.
I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand. Let's get right to it with your first headline. Well, that first date took a dramatic turn. Care or don't care?
Ooh, I always care about bad first dates. They're so good.
I care.
Yeah, I care. I like awkward date stories.
There's a 44-year-old guy in Australia named Kenny Morgan, and last Tuesday he had a hot date with a young woman.
Ooh.
So he decided to take her to a casino so they could watch and bet on the Melbourne Cup horse races.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a very romantic first date. It's like a bro date.
I would be down.
You would?
Oh, first date horse betting? That sounds awesome.
That sounds terrible.
Well, most people don't agree with Brooke because after a few minutes, Kenny's date wasn't into him.
See?
Maybe because he took her to a casino to bet on horses.
Maybe.
Very specific, too. Not like, let's go play slots. Like, no, we're going to watch horses.
In fact, she told Kenny, quote, "Hey, listen, this obviously isn't going anywhere. I just want to catch the 5 o'clock bus home."
Wow, she was willing to get on a bus to get away from him.
That's bad.
But just as she was gathering her things from the table and getting up to leave, one of Kenny's long shots took first place, and Kenny won $553,000 on a $7 bet.
Oh, I bet he's attractive now.
Yeah, right after that, the woman suddenly changed her mind.
Weird.
And decided to stick around and give Kenny another chance.
You know, instead of that 5 o'clock bus, let's catch the 11 o'clock Ferrari if you want to buy one on the way out of here.
Hey, tell her to get on the bus.
But Kenny was nice enough to buy her drinks for the rest of the evening, but afterwards they went their separate ways, and Kenny says, quote, "She's been deleted now."
See, now he's the one who's like, "Nah, not interested."
Because you know, at first he was crying about it on the inside, like, "Oh man," but now he's like, "Yeah, I got more options. It's fine. I'm rich." Cool.
He says he's planning to use his money to buy himself a house now.
Good for you, Kenny.
Let's go to your next headline. Another crazy gender reveal stunt goes terribly wrong. Care or don't care?
The only reason I care is because it went wrong.
And the only reason I care is so that people stop doing these.
Yeah, I'll care too.
Remember the days when pregnant couples used to just tell their friends and family, "Hey, we're having a boy," or "Guess what? It's a girl."
So boring. It's like, are you even having a kid?
Yeah.
Are you even having a kid if you haven't done a gender reveal party?
No.
That's right. Nowadays, people come up with all sorts of crazy, over-the-top ways to publicly announce the sex of their babies. And once again, something did not go according to plan.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, a couple in Texas came up with a creative and stupid idea. They hired a pilot friend of theirs to fly over their party and dump either blue water or pink water based on the baby's gender.
Oh, dang.
Dump water on the party. Okay.
Dive water? I'm in. That's elaborate.
Yeah. Well, on the big day, the pilot flew by their home and dumped out a bunch of bright pink water.
Oh, yay, it's a girl.
But he was flying too low, and the sudden change in weight caused the pilot to lose control of the aircraft, and he crashed next to their home in a nearby field as the entire party watched.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Is he okay? Did he die?
The flames are pink too. Is this part of the whole show?
Luckily, the pilot and the passenger inside the plane only wound up with minor injuries, but the plane itself was completely destroyed. Plus, I heard the couple really wanted a boy, so lots of bad news that day.
They're just all disappointed all around.
Let's see if you guys care about this. Being a total delinquent in elementary school could get you seriously paid. Care or don't care?
I care. I'm still a delinquent.
I care.
As a delinquent in elementary school, I care.
A 9-year-old kid in England named Joe Whale kept getting in trouble at school because he was doodling in class. He was repeatedly caught by his teachers drawing and not paying any attention to the curriculum. The thing is, he's a pretty good doodler, and his drawings are super creative, and he loves doing it. So instead of punishing him, his parents embraced it, and they signed him up for an art class after school.
That's good.
Well, the art teacher was so impressed, he posted a photo of Joe's doodles on Instagram. Then the owner of a local restaurant saw them and hired Joe to decorate the inside of his establishment.
Dude, that's awesome.
This kid got a job for getting in trouble? That's amazing.
Yeah, he wanted Joe to doodle all over one of the walls in his main dining room.
Aww.
And little Joe says he was intimidated at first because the wall was enormous and he didn't know how he would come up with enough doodles to fill up the whole thing. But his ideas just started to flow, and soon Joe covered the entire wall and it turned out great.
That is awesome!
Oh, I love this kiddo!
So now you can check him out on Instagram and hire him to doodle for you. Just search for The Doodle Boy on IG.
And now he's gonna be IG famous and make millions
of
dollars.
Good for him.
He already has over 58,000 followers on Instagram.
More than I have!
58,000 plus one, because I'm about to follow him.
I will too, actually.
He's gonna make millions by the time he's 12.
Doodling.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yay!
Care or don't care?
I always care.
Don't care. I cared about everything today except for that. Don't care.
What do you say to a one-legged hitchhiker?
Oh, God. What?
Hop in.
Oh, God. So dumb.
That's care or don't care.
That was care or don't care. Text in 78592. Was there a story out there that we should have cared about that we didn't? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.